Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of Mance's Mission. It is my mission to let you hear firsthand the experiences of today's students while working with technology to enhance their learning. This episode will feature an interview with one of Paul Bogish's middle school students, Meg. Meg and her fellow students were challenged by Mr. Bogish to create a digital story about African Americans that influenced history using Microsoft Movie Maker. So, here is the Skype interview of Meg on March 20th, 2009.
Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to this series of Mance's Mission podcast. I have a special guest today, Meg. She's a student in Mr. Bogish's class in Connecticut. And what we're talking about today is student-created digital stories. Mr. Bogish gave the assignment in February, and they had to do a digital story on an African American. And from Mr. Bogish's explanation, these folks have taken over 3 blocks of time, which is 100 minutes each. They did that in basically 10 30-minute periods while they were taking their state assessments. Kind of a break in between their state assessments, so they've been quite busy. They were using Movie Maker, and Meg, let me just ask you this, you know, what was your experience or what were some of the frustrations you came across in using the Movie Maker to do your digital story?
Well, it was kind of hard to really take all the information of Rosa Parks' life and just put it into a 2 or 3 minute video and kind of make it and show everyone what impact she really had on everyone's life.
Okay, let me ask you this. Provide us some background on how or why you selected Rosa Parks for this digital story project.
Well, I've always been inspired growing up hearing about the story of Rosa Parks, and everyone knows the story of her standing up, well, sitting down, and I was really interested in learning more about it.
Okay. So during the process of researching on Rosa Parks, what were some of the things that really stood out that kind of caught your attention that you may not have been aware of before?
Nothing really stood out to me. It was just the effects of what she did. I didn't really know happened.
Okay. So let me ask you this question then. How was Rosa Parks' life and story impacted, or has it impacted or inspired you now that you've had this time to learn more about her?
Well, her story has just taught me like many different morals and lessons, and it taught me to have more confidence and stand up for what I believe in.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, when you're talking about having confidence, are you just talking about just having the confidence to stand up for your own beliefs, or are you talking about having confidence where you could stand up and help defend what you may feel is right for somebody else?
Well, both. Because just more confidence in myself to stand up for what I think and what I believe.
Okay. You know, in talking about, or, you know, bringing up the point again, how you're feeling confident and standing up for what you believe, let's look at Rosa Parks as a role model. During her time, obviously, she stood up, or as you said a moment ago, sat down for what she believed in. Who do you think is a similar role model in today's society?
Well, I don't know if this is a weird answer, but if you've ever heard of the band Rage Against the Machine, I think they represent a similar role model of our time because their lyrics are pure messages to the world concerning politics and current events that affect everyday life.
Where's this group from? Because I haven't heard of them before, so this is kind of new information for me, too. So.
I'm not really sure. Probably somewhere in America.
Okay. But when you're talking about their lyrics, are they basically kind of a group you would say that tries to tell a story within their song all the time, and it's their way of standing up for something they believe in or wanting to support.
Oh, I'm sorry, I just figured out they're from Los Angeles. Just hang up. That's somewhere in America. Yeah, the lyrics tell different stories of just history and other current events.
And you said the name of that group was what again?
Rage Against the Machine.
Okay, Rage Against the Machine. I'll have to do a little research on them too myself.
I felt a strong need to speak up.
Now, let's look outside your community. Is there something, you know, within state, you know, U.S. or maybe internationally would be something that you feel like you would want to stand up for or sit down for at this time or eventually be able to stand up for?
Well, as far as America and stuff, war, poverty, just situations like that.
Now, another thing that kind of came to my mind is going to be, if you had the chance to change your subject for Rosa Parks, would you do that? Would you think of, you know, look at a different African American, or would you still make that same decision?
No, I would keep my decision because I truly believe that she's put the greatest impact on racial standards that we have today. Like, I think that she really affected a lot of our modern day situations.
Well, I agree. You know, and with you making that comment, it also, if you think of another question, is, you know, with this month being like along the lines of women's suffrage, I also see her having not just an impact on just African American life, but women's life in general. Would you agree with that?
Yes, because suffrage, oh, right to vote. Yeah, I completely agree.
Yeah, and, you know, and I agree with you. You know, Rosa Parks had a very intriguing life, and just the fact that she stood strong and stood up for her, what she felt was her own rights and everyone's rights, you know, I see that as being very powerful, very, very powerful role model, I guess you could say. You know, that's one thing that I would definitely agree with you that, you know, with Rosa Parks' rights and her strength in doing that, that's actually more of a role model for students today. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, for anyone. Anyone who had but little power.
Sure. Well, I understand exactly what you're saying. Those that may not be able to, you know, kind of feel belittled or, you know, a small person, I guess you'd say, not size and stature, but I know what you're saying. So let me ask you these two questions, and this isn't so much about Rosa Parks, but let's think about your education in general and your experience in Mr. Bogish's class. How do you feel that the use or the implementation of technology in general has improved your education?
Well, the technology in Mr. Bogish's class, it helps me understand concepts much more, yet it's still not boring, but it's exciting.
Sure.
Interesting.
Is there an example of something that you do in class that stands out or kind of comes to your mind rather quickly that you would want to share?
Well, we have EduBlogs, and we communicate with people in Australia and anywhere in America. We do podcasts and video sessions, and I don't know, it's really fun because you get to see what other people are like around the world, not just where we are now.
Sure. You know, and those are, that's that's what I really admire about what you guys get to do and what Mr. Bogish provides in there, and that's kind of a vision that we have around here, is to be able to provide those opportunities for students to be more engaged, and that way you're not missing the boat per se. Okay, now I'm going to put you on the spot one last time here.
All right.
And it's going to be, if you had one wish in regards to your education, whether it's now or in the future, what would it be? Anything.
All right, well, I would really like to see technology put way more into education, because other classes, other than Mr. Bogish's, they teach the students that the only way to learn something's by memorization, while on the other hand, Mr. Bogish's lessons are learned, not memorized. There are lessons that have more purpose towards life, and then later the knowledge becomes more useful whether we realize it or not.
So what you're saying basically is the more engaged and more real-world applicable an assignment is, the better off students are in what they learn.
Definitely.
I couldn't argue with you on that one. I absolutely support you on that one. So, well, all right. Do you have any other thoughts or comments you'd like to share with everybody while we're right before we sign off on this discussion?
All right. I have a question for you.
Okay. Go ahead.
If you could change anything in the world, what would you change?
Where do I begin, to be honest? There's so many things you can change. You think back to like what we're talking about with Rosa Parks and role models. I don't think that folks like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., you know, whomever it is, whether it's for a minority, whether it's for George Washington, Ben Franklin, I don't think that there's enough respect given those that have truly stood up for our rights, our freedoms, our ability to have where we are today. And because everybody sees the sports athletes and those famous people that are on the TV commercials and all that. So I guess basically to answer your question, one of the changes I'd like to see is those figures in history, like what you've done with your digital story with Rosa Parks, actually take more of the forefront as being our true role models, per se. And with that, you know, let's just look at Mr. Bogish there, you know, and the fact that how he lets you guys, as you put it, be more engaged, more in tune with your real world, you know, is when it comes to iTunes and odds and gaming and stuff like that, where you could truly get that one-on-one experience, support, and engage with people, as you said, like internationally or outside your own state. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, is giving those role models that let you explore and encourage you and support you, being the ones that truly get the respect that they deserve.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Okay. Well, you have any other questions for me then?
No. I think I got it all. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for your time. Keep working away. And again, I really like that project, and we'll be tying all that in back with this podcast. So, all right, folks, thanks for listening on Mance's Mission. Take care.